Let's talk a little restaurant etiquette.
All right, bring it on. I know this stuff.
There's a big old survey out on what is acceptable and unacceptable behaviors at restaurants. Now, clearly, a lot of these aren't huge violations.
Right.
But this is all the stuff that was in the survey. Like even asking for a to-go container.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think it's acceptable, but 3% think it's not acceptable. Kind of silly to me, right?
Yeah, I mean,
why can't you have a to-go container?
There's nothing wrong with to-go if it's actually food that's left over on your plate.
Right.
It's different if it's like all you can eat and suddenly you're loading up all you could go, all, you know, to take it home.
Says all you could eat, right?
Yeah.
People love to take advantage. This is something that reminds me of my wife Julie's father. People sending back a dish that wasn't made as specified. Is that acceptable or not?
It really depends, honestly. I mean, you know, it's hard because it usually has to do with steaks, honestly, with my experience in the food and beverage, you know, industry. Steaks are very tricky. And, you know, what I think is medium rare and what you think is medium rare could be totally different.
Normally, it seems like it's a little bit less rare or more rare, excuse me, than you think it's going to be. So that's like a scale you have to use.
Right. And what people don't understand is that the reason why they do that is because as the steak sits there on your plate, it's cooking internally.
Keeps cooking.
Yeah, before it even arrives to you. So they're trying to, like, time it just right.
Yes.
You know, to make sure that it's cooked internally to the perfect temperature that you want. So you usually cook it a little under.
The father-in-law is a sender backer.
Ugh.
I mean, especially when it comes to drinks.
Mm.
If he does not taste enough booze in his drink, it's going back. He needs to taste booze in his drink or it is not acceptable to him.
Well, you're buying booze, so come on.
I am at the other end of the spectrum to where my wife, Julie, gets mad at me. Because if something isn't made the way I want to make it, I just
you're like whatever.
Don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
So I just eat it.
Well,
and she's like, send it back.
Well, then if you send it back, everybody else is eating and you're not.
Yeah.
And so they finish and then finally your dish comes out. So I can kind of understand that too.
I will be honest. I don't believe in messing with people who control my food.
You know what I mean? You're smart because
I'm not into that. I can't see what they're doing to my food. I don't know what kind of day they're having.
Yes.
If they perceive me as being rude, I don't want them to spit in my... Or whatever. I don't need that. I have friends who like to... Maybe... I remember when we were younger, maybe talk a little smack in the drive-thru line. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't do that.
They can do anything to our food right now.
Yeah, don't do that. Well, what a lot of people don't understand, though, is when you send your food back at a restaurant, I'm telling you, your server is terrified to go back there and tell the cook that the guest is unhappy with it.
Could be getting mad, dude.
Yeah, they do get mad. Those cooks, they got attitudes, I'm telling you.
Let's get to some of the good ones. Taking photos of their food, is that acceptable?
You know, it's acceptable on your own time. Don't slow the server down because...
So it kind of can be acceptable.
Yeah.
But I don't like it.
No.
You know what I mean? I think it's kind of weird. I mean, you can do whatever you want with your food, clearly.
Right.
But it's kind of like... We have to, like, pause so they can, like, do the photo. I mean, a lot of people do it. I mean, Instagram's huge on food.
It is. You know what's even weirder than that? Is when I've had this happen to me. You give someone exceptional service, and they want to take a picture of you as the server. And it's really uncomfortable.
Very strange.
I've had that happen. And I'm like, really? Must we snap a photo? No, let's not do that.
What about asking to be seated before the entire party arrives?
It depends on the size of the party. You got a large party of 20? No, wait till they all come so everybody gets service at the same time.
Asking for a table near a power outlet so they can charge their devices.
You know what? That didn't happen much. Usually I would
It's a nowadays problem.
Yeah, but no, back in the day when I served, a lot of people would be like, my phone is about ready to die. Do you happen to have a charging cord? And many of us servers usually did back in the back. I'd be like, yeah, we can take your phone. We can go charge it in for you.
I need to be by this or that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a table available here. You want it or not? Because you're here to eat.
It's the only one available. Take it.
Charging your crap, not my problem.
Exactly.
Bringing outside food or drinks, not acceptable. Why would this even be on there? That's kind of funny to me.
No, it's reason we actually had that happen to us. The reason being is because that
Bring
individual brings in, their own food. and then from another place and say they get sick off of that food, they can then say that you served it to them.
Debating menu prices with staff.
What? I never had that happen. That is horrible. That's just rude. Don't do that.
This is one that drives me nuts. Allowing their children to roam around freely, terrorizing the restaurant. I don't understand parents that do that.
That's plain out rude. I had an incident
screaming, yelling
at the winery once, and these folks were just letting their kids go into areas that specifically said it was for, you know, employees only. And then when I approached when I approached them and told them that that was unnecessary and that they need to keep an eye on their kid, oh my goodness, hell broke out loose.
I'm paying the freight. So what? This isn't a playground?
Yeah, right. And you're disturbing all the guests around you. Not okay.
Saying they don't want to pay for a dish that they didn't like, but they ate it anyways.
Oh, yeah, that's a common one.
Cheapskates, dude.
Yes.
The things
scammers.
That scammers have to deal with.
Look, guys, come on. I know the food's a little different here, but it's actually good and good for you. We don't serve it with any grease or fat.
If we pay extra, could we maybe get some grease or fat?
Patrick in the Morning, only on 96.7 PayCal Rocks.
All right, how about a little...